Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, I connected with Jason this morning, and I said, hey, Jason, I'm here. Do we have Gwyneth? And he said he was connecting with her, and there was a long silence, and I said, may I have the return, please? And the return would be the outgoing audio from Genesis Communications Network, so I could tell when I come on, because... frankly, class, I fly a lot by audio here at USA Prepares, and I fly somewhat by the clock. So I have a clock. I've got an atomic clock. But I really fly by the audio and by instinct and by conditioning. So I know about when we're going in and out of a break, you know, those kind of things. But sure is not, but starting, that's really tough without the audio for me. So I always start by the audio. Without it, I have no idea where we are. Jason, thank you for engineering. USA Prepares at Genesis Communications Network, the powerhouse in communications. Gwyneth is with us. The only Australian correspondent live on the radio, full-time, in the United States. Welcome, Gwyneth Isaacs.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Gwyneth, I'm doing really well. I really am. I'm so excited, and I'll tell you why. I have been, I got you all your emails that you needed for the book that you're working on, and I have been diligently working on our book, you know, and I'm all excited. So do you want to start with, where are you with, you know, the book, Letters to Vincent?
Okay. We're actually about where we were a week ago, because I've been busy in my garden putting a crop in. It's been really, I put crops in with hand tools, meaning a fork and a spade and an axe and such like the axes to get through the tree roots. I can't use a plow because it's in the middle of a forest and there's simply too many roots. So at the moment, I'm having to put this crop in because this crop has to be put in before the end of January or it's going to be too late, because the latest that this crop can mature, it's got a 12-week cycle, and the latest that it can mature is April. So if you, and this is how farmers think, okay? So I think myself, okay, February, end of February, end of March, end of April. And I was thinking to myself, gosh, that's getting big for which especially 10 weeks. Thinking, gosh, the end of April, I better get my tail into gear and finish putting this particular crop in, which is called sorghum. And so when the 31st of January happens, that's going to be it for the sorghum for the year. So and it has to be the end of April. But the advantage is
Gwyneth,
Yeah,
I don't know if you can hear me, but you are really, really breaking up. Is there anything that you can do to get a really, really intermittent audio? Is there any way that you can?
We're actually having lightning activity between us and the cell tower. It had something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
We've had
I think we just lost Gwyneth. Yeah, we just lost you for about a few seconds. Is there any way that you can get close? I don't know. I only heard a couple seconds worth, so I don't know. But let's continue. See if you can get closer to a window, maybe. I'll tell you what, Jason, would you reconnect with Gwyneth? Maybe we can get a better connection. Gwyneth, we're going to try reconnecting. Jason, can you do that, please? Do we have Jason?
Yeah.
well, we might have to wait until the first break to reconnect.
Okay. Or it might be the electrical storm activity. There's lightning and thunder in a direct line between us and the cell tower, and we've had storm activity all today.
Mm-hmm.
Also, since about 3 p.m. this afternoon. And so that's probably why there is electrical interference.
Well, the signal just got better, Gwyneth. So now it's good enough to continue the broadcast with this connection. So, Gwyneth, your book is called Letters to Vincent, and those are emails of all kinds that you've been sending me. And do you have a rough idea of how many pages this particular book is? Because I figured out how many pages the other book is going to be, the one that you and I are doing together. And I think it's going to be between 500 and 600 pages.
I was going to say, this book, it looks as if it's going to be between 500 and 600 pages.
Okay, and the one that I'm working on here in the Ozark Mountains in Missouri, I'm looking at 8.5 by 11 format with lots and lots of illustrations. Now, the illustrations are going to be a problem because I've got to get permission to use some of the illustrations because I'm going to be delineating battery types for solar systems, inverter types, what to consider when selecting an inverter type. And then there are some diagrams, there's some engineering diagrams that need to be included. Now, they might be a little sophisticated for some of the class who has never had experience looking at electrical engineering drawings, but they're diagrams that once you start to look at, you can understand how the systems work. So I want to include those. And then there's some medical information and, things that we've talked about on the air. I'm not practicing medicine, but there are many things that Dr. Sheely has said that are absolutely brilliant that we should include in the book. You want me to go through some of just a few of the topics that are in this book, Gwyneth? Would that be all right with you?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. So, heating with wood. Now, there's a couple different ways that can be done. I think the best way for those who are concerned about smoke particulates in their house, the best way to heat with wood is going to be an outdoor wood furnace. And so the book delineates the different types, the different combustion styles, the cost of them, how they're installed, how they're plumbed into the house, distances that need to be considered between the outdoor wood stove and the house. So the farther away the outdoor wood stove is, the more free the house is, the area surrounding the house is from smoke, right? But there's greater losses when you do that in the underground plumbing. So in the wintertime, when you're pushing hot water through these pipes from the outdoor wood furnace to the house, there are losses because the ground could be frozen. So if you're trying to move, let's say, 170-degree water through 30-degree ground, there's a great potential for heat loss. And you can overcome that by just putting more wood in the furnace. But that's a real tough road to hoe, because if you don't do it right the first time, you're going to be forever wasting wood, which means forever breaking your back, cutting, stacking, splitting, etc. And the book delineates the different types of fireboxes, the different combustion types. You know, some are blower motors to assist combustion. Some can handle burning wet wood. Some cannot handle burning wet wood. And then there's the delineation with the pellet stoves. You know, it's real convenient to have a pellet stove. You just pour the pellets in and they just fire up, and it's great and it's smoke free, but you've got to buy pellets. So it discusses that. It also goes into how to convert a hot water heater, an electric hot water heater, into a hot water heater for domestic water, for bathing and for washing dishes, etc., with the outdoor wood furnace, how to do that. It addresses scrambling eggs. how to make a perfect scrambled egg. How to solder an electrical connection. What kind of solder to use, what kind of soldering iron. How you actually apply the heat from a soldering iron. Should you use a soldering gun versus a soldering iron? The pros and cons. And then how to tape the electrical connection, how to use splices, how to make a pigtail electrical connection when wiring a receptacle or an outlet in your home or your barn or your garage, the right way to do it. How to choose an electrical receptacle. They're not all the same. And why some are better than others, and what the current carrying capacity should be for the types of devices you want to plug in. Any questions about that? I mean, I've got a lot more on this list. Any questions, Gwen, or comments?
Yeah, that all sounds really, really interesting. It's the sort of stuff that people are going to have to know. And I certainly know that around here, if I have any electrical problems in the house, I'd better figure out how to fix it. And that's just how it is. And once you get used to it, it's fairly straightforward, you know. But the thing is that you'll never, ever know how to do it if you never do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing is that for somebody who is an absolute beginner, it is handy to have a guide to be able to do that. So I'm really glad that you're able to put something like that together.
Yeah, and it's the kind of thing that's really...
I had high school electrical classes, but other than that, I didn't really have any electrical training. I just knew why.
Well, it goes into how to choose an electrical receptacle. So, for example, there is you can buy the inexpensive receptacles for your house, and they used to be about 35 cents, or probably closer to 40, 45, 50 cents a piece now if you buy them in like 10 at a time, what's called a contractor's pack. But for the kitchen, if you're going to put in a modern appliance, you know, like a microwave oven, or one of those turbo ovens or a convection oven that uses a lot more electricity, you'd be better off spending the extra dollar and a half or so, or $2, and get what's called a spec grade, specification grade, because instead of being rated for 15 amps, they're rated for 20 amps, and they'll last a lot longer. But you only need them in certain places.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while super supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth was live in Australia, and she's writing a book called Letters to Vincent, and it's emails that I would say, well, the vast majority of this book are letters and emails she's written on all kinds of subjects, the kinds of subjects that we discuss here at USA Prepares on a regular basis. So this book is the written form of that, and it goes into great depth, detail, and is very specific. And that's one book we're working on, and it's already written. It just needs to be formatted. She just needs to put it into page format and send it off to the publisher. And that's her book. There are a couple comments and responses from me, but that book, Letters to Vincent, is Gwyneth's book. And then additionally, Gwyneth and I are writing a book, and it's about how we do things. And so I'm writing my part, she's writing her part, and then she's putting it together, fleshing it out, paginating it, you know, et cetera. And so the part that I know about is the part that I'm writing, and that's what I'm discussing right now. So it also includes how to wire outlets, receptacles, that you plug your appliances and lights and things like that into, and how to wire them so that with pigtails. And I've never really seen a electrical book saying, here's how you do it like this. Seems like most people don't do it like this. Kyle does. I do. But for the most part, the books don't tell you to do it this way, and it's a much, much better technique for using a pigtail. Each time you do it, it takes three pieces of wire about 10 inches long each, so you'll be using three more pieces of 10-inch wire, and it will prevent downstream failures. So, for example, how many times have you heard of, you know, the outlets in the room work up until this one, and then after this one, they don't work so well. Actually, they don't work at all, that kind of a thing. Well, this will prevent those problems. And so that's a technique, and that's in the book. And then there's 12-volt lighting with LED strips, and we've pioneered that many, many, many years ago, and it's been running in our farmhouse. So it's the kind of thing that the LED strips are about roughly $10, and you can take a board, you can rip down a piece of shelving, you know, 1x12, or you can rip down a 1x2 and into a 1x1, and you can attach the LED lighting strips to that, face them upward, and mount them on a wall about a foot down from the ceiling. So the LED strip will be pointing up. And when you power this thing, the light goes up to the ceiling and is reflected down. Now here's why that's important. A lot of the LED lights are unfiltered, which means that ultraviolet light can emit from them, and you can, if you look at an unfiltered LED, you can damage your eyes. So the plan is, why not just not aim them at your eyes, aim them at the ceiling, and then you won't have the ultraviolet light coming into your eyes. So this is a system that is very inexpensive to build. You have to build it yourself. It uses the equivalent of speaker wire, if you will, or alarm cable wire. Very inexpensive wire, hooks up to a 12-volt source, and you can use a standard wall switch. So on your wall, you don't have this, you know, thing that looks like it came from an old jalopy. It's a standard wall switch, and you flip on the switch, and you have emergency lighting right ready to go. And it really, really works. So that's in the book. And then electrical power consumption. How much electricity do various appliances, on the average, use? How much electricity does your computer use? How about you charging your cell phone, or your rechargeable flashlight, or your television screen, or your toaster, or your microwave oven, or your air fryer, or your stove, or your electric hot water heater, or your air conditioner, or your compressor? Those kinds of things are in this book. And how to size it, well, how to select a generator. What fuel? Should it be propane? Should it be gasoline? Should it be natural gas? Should it be diesel? How much fuel does the generator use based on the size? And how big should your generator be? Is it better to get a real big one versus the size you need, or just a little bit bigger than the size you need? And how much fuel per hour do they use? And do gasoline generators use the same amount of fuel as diesel and natural gas and propane? It's in the book. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The San Jose City Council voted Tuesday night to adopt a first-in-the-nation ordinance requiring most gun owners to pay a fee and carry liability insurance. Lawmakers claim it will reduce the risk of gun harm by incentivizing safe behavior and to ease taxpayers of the financial burden of gun violence. Dozens of illegal immigrants are getting a free pass into America thanks to the Biden administration. Reports are coming in our government and unmarked buildings and buses are processing and redistributing single male immigrants in Brownsville, Texas. That's a violation of Title 42. At the airport, some of the immigrants claim to be going to Atlanta, Houston, and Miami. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
We continue to be under Title 42. We have a stringent protocols, and we are still in a global pandemic, and includes those who do not show up will be subject to the repercussions of that.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The border crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to flood America. With a record-setting 2 million illegal immigrants apprehended last year, reports are showing the Biden administration in unmarked buildings in Brownsville, Texas, is sending single men being redistributed throughout the United States with plane tickets provided by the federal government. Republican Representative Brian Babin of Texas on Newsmax says the immigrants are putting an enormous burden on local and county governments, on our school districts, and our police departments.
It's the worst year in the history of our country for a president of the United States who seems to just turn his back on the American people repeatedly when we know these types of people are coming across, putting an enormous burden on local and county governments, on school districts, on our police departments who are already under assault by the Democrat Party for defunding. And we've got a crime wave just sweeping the nation. And I think you can trace a lot of it back to this open border as well as the terrorists, as I already mentioned, the crime and all the problems that are subsequently keeping people healthy is something that we absolutely have to do, and having an open border is so dangerous for that.
I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This could be sliding.
What are today's hot
watch? You've got your
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, I've been talking about some of the items in our yet-to-be-finished book. Any comments about that?
Yeah, I've got a request, if you could include something. If you could include a 24-volt version of that strip line, because
sure.
I personally... 24 nickel iron my system. It has an inverter which converts to 240 volts. But we have the back battery. So if you could include a...
You're...
Convert that strip binding from 12 volt to 24, and with a note to say you can do this again to make it a 44.
Yeah. You're really breaking up, but to rephrase what I believe you said is you have a 24 volt system, and could I modify the design so that it could be easily implemented with 12 volts, 24 volts, 48 volts, etc.? And the answer is yes. And I can tell you how you can do it very easily. I'll tell you right now. There are many ways to do it. But the easiest way is you just look at your battery bank and you just peel off 12 volts. Just say, okay, from here to here is 12 volts, and I'll just put a tap, a wire tap, from, you know, the negative terminal of your battery bank, and just go halfway to get to the 12 volts, and just tap off at that point, and then you've got 12 volts, and you can measure that with a voltmeter. And that's something else that's in the book, how to use a voltmeter, and what volts are, what amps are, what watts are, what resistance is, Ohm's law. But yes, that is really easy to add. It's just, you know, just another paragraph or two. But any other comments about the things that I've mentioned so far?
Okay. I wanted to say that I have a friend who is and he lives locally. He's a real old timer. He actually asked him the other day how old he was, and he said he's 84 years old. And he has a and he's the local layer hen guy. And around him, and gets the layer hens off of him.
Gwyneth, you're really breaking up. Is there any way you can get closer to? Is there any way you can get closer to a window, or maybe we need to reconnect?
Okay.
That's not so good. Let's try it again. Did I hear a click? Okay, Jason, why don't we try a reconnection? Jason, could you try reconnecting with Gwyneth, please?
Okay.
Jason, are you there? I don't hear Jason, so let me go to the stack. And, okay. Yeah, Jason, if you could, I'd appreciate that. So in the meantime, Gwyneth, let me just continue with what's some of the items in the book. So we talked about electrical power consumption. There's a chart in there that talks about the different appliances, how much electricity each one uses, and that is useful for several reasons. It's useful for determining the wire size that's necessary to power these electrical devices, these appliances, etc. And it's also used for sizing your generator, and it's also used for sizing your solar system, should you choose to do that. And additionally there's a section on how to use a wattmeter. And we've talked about a wattmeter, a real simple one to purchase. It's called Kill-A-Watt, Kill-A-Watt. And they're available on the Internet. And then what's the best rifle for the best value in a rifle for general use? If you have, let's say, a property where you think you might need a rifle. And that discusses caliber, it discusses the cost per bang, if you will. And how whole house surge protectors work and how to install them. How to select a generator. Should it be propane? Should it be gasoline? Should it be diesel? Should it be natural gas? and it will tell you the rate of consumption of the fuel, how many hours of runtime per unit of fuel, like per gallon, etc. How do you size a generator? How do you design a solar system? How do you build a solar system? And it might even have some photographs of the farm here. You might even see, I might include them instead of illustrations. I might just include in, pictures of that LED lighting, of the solar panel, of fencing, types of fencing, types of gates, how to secure the gate, how to make sure that someone doesn't easily breach the gate. Of course, considerations in building a house. That would be the location, you know, the property, the taxes, plumbing systems, heating systems, lighting systems, defensibility of the house, the siding types, meaning should it, you know, when you consider the house, should you consider vinyl siding, wood siding, cedar siding, concrete board siding, stone, brick. And, of course, one of the big ones is why you should buy a farm. There's so many reasons to buy a farm. And, you know, wiring your house, should you use a sub-panel or should you not use a sub-panel? The advantages and, of using a sub-panel. The advantages of starting your own business. The dangers of cell phones. Water wells, how to set them up, how to maintain them, how to care for them, how to make sure that when they're installed properly so that they'll last a lot longer, including the well pressure tank and the torque arresters, which we've talked about, which I've never heard anybody talk about sizing a water well pressure tank and using torque arresters. The different kinds of roofing, whether it should be a metal, and there's several types of metal roofing. There's composite shingle roofing. There's architectural shingle roofing. Should you put tar paper under it? Should you put nothing under it? Should you use 16-inch centers or 24-inch centers when you build your house? Should you use 4, 6, or 8-inch framing? How to modify antique beds so that they will work with the current mattress? So for example, every bed in our farmhouse is well over 100 years old, every one. And we've had to modify each one so that it will work with a contemporary mattress. And then, if you do that, can you do it without destroying the value of the antique furniture? Heating type systems. What about choices? Natural gas, propane, fuel, oil, wood. Those are all viable sources of heat. And then, of course, there's the passive solar. When should you buy fuel oil? Let's say you have an oil burner in your house. When should you buy it? When should you buy the fuel oil? What about propane? Are there better times to buy propane than other times? Should you buy your own propane tank? If you have a diesel vehicle, does it pay to have your own diesel fuel tank on your property and buy in bulk? How do you store fuel? Whole house water treatment. I'm talking about a whole house water filter for sediment and particulates. Water softener. Should the water softener be installed before or after the whole house water filter? What about ultraviolet lighting to kill the biologicals in the water? Is that, where do you install that? And should you separate the soft water from the hard water for certain appliances? And what is the benefit of soft water, if any? Do you use less detergent? How much less if you use less detergent? Is it harder or easier on your appliances? Will your washing machine or dishwasher last longer or less long if you have salt water, soft water? And soft water does contain an amount of sodium in it. So, is that a consideration? So, Gwyneth, those are just a few of the items that are in the, well, a few categories of items in the book. And of course, illustrations to go with it. Any comments about what I've said so far? Did we lose Gwyneth?
Hello?
Yeah, okay, we got you. Any comments about what I said? Were you able to hear me?
Yeah. There's a lot of interference storm between us and the school tower.
Yeah.
Now that because I can see.
Yeah, you know, Gwyneth, I'm really unable to hear you. Jason, let me see if Jason can. Jason, can you connect? Can you hear me? Jason might be multitasking.
Okay. And, can you hear me now? Is that better?
Yeah. Oh, it's working now. It's working, Gwyneth.
Is that better? Okay. Well, yeah. I'll hold the microphone in this position then.
Okay. Yeah.
We've got electrical storm activity, lightning activity between us and the cell tower. Okay. So I know that because I can see the lightning flashes. It's probably what is causing the signal to not be very good today. And but yeah, there's some things that I would like to include in the book as well. That is a situation possible to put a well in. Like, for instance, where we are, the continental bedrock. And you can in such a situation. Okay? Not everybody is able to. Our water system has to be different. We have to have catchments, an underlying catchment.
Yeah.
A dam. And have to set those up, and instead of having a well for the domestic water, to have a roof catchment and for the rain will be pumped into a gravity fixed
tower. We'll be right
tower.
Back. Cannabinoid oil. We'll be right back.
Believe that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp derived.
Jason, you think we should try a reconnection? Because it's coming and going.
Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective.
Okay, thank you.
GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth's with us, and let's see if we've got a better connection. So, Gwyneth, yes, that is... Oh. Okay. So, what would we call this, treading water? Okay, I'll tread water. While you do that, just, Jason, if you can let me know when you get her. Yeah, we've had some difficulty with the connection between Gwyneth's cell phone at her farm and the cell tower. And why is she using a cell phone? Because the cost for her to have a landline is just out of sight. I mean, I believe it's well over $100 a month just to have a landline that does nothing but let her talk on the phone at USA Prepares. And that would not include internet. So for her to have internet and be able to broadcast, the only viable option is a cell phone. Now, she did have a satellite antenna on top of her farmhouse, but the cost was so prohibitive that that just it wasn't viable. So additionally, in the book is water from roofing. How do you collect rainwater from your roof? And then, of course, you have to worry about the biologicals, you know, the bird poop and whatever falls from the sky, the spraying of the chemtrails and all those kinds of things. So how do you get that out of the water? Well, that's through distillation, and that's in the book, How to Distill Water. And Greg Lesher has a great book on how to build a solar still that can supply enough water for you to live comfortably, you know, rather than just a gallon here and a gallon there. So there's a section on that. And then there's water from a pond or a dam and cattle watering systems. So, for example, let's say you want to raise some cows, but you really don't want to use the well water to pump up for the cows. Can you build a system that can use rainwater flowing into a pond that would carefully meter the water for the cows to drink so they'll have clean water, but they won't be standing in the pond and pooping and peeing in the pond and contaminating their own water supply, which will get them sick. So there's ways of doing that, and these are all things that we've tested and implemented here at the farm, except for the system of rainwater catchment for domestic water purposes. It's one gutter away from us being able to do that. I just haven't installed it yet, so that's coming. And then there are types of plumbing systems. There's polyvinyl chloride, PVC. There's chlorinated polyvinyl chloride, which is CPVC. That is used for, the PVC is white, typically, in color. To distinguish it from the tan in color, CPVC. So CPVC is more able to withstand temperatures up to 180 degrees of hot water. PVC cannot. But PVC is stronger, and it's a larger diameter. So the book delineates why you should consider using PVC for domestic cold water and CPVC for hot water. And then there's PEX, which is the cross-linked plastic pipe. And, you know, there are advantages of using PEX, but I don't like PEX. I don't like PEX because I don't like the connectors, the connections, the elbows, the T's, the couplings, etc. I don't like the way they swivel. Even when you crimp them down, they still swivel. I just don't like PEX, and PEX grows. So if you put hot water through it, the pipe gets longer. That's a problem for me. I don't want the pipe to get longer. And how much longer? Well, I did use PEX for. It's really good for high temperatures. So connecting the outdoor wood furnace to the heating system, I used PEX. And I ran it underground, put it through the wall, and had everything plumbed great, turned on the hot water from the heating system outside, the outdoor wood furnace, and the PEX grew about 6 to 12 inches. It just kept growing and growing, so it gets longer. So you have to keep that in consideration when using PEX. You have to have room for it to expand and contract. There's also a section on wiring a vintage stereo system into your whole house. So let's say you want to have soft music playing throughout the house, and you have a set of speakers or two or three from, you know, the 70s, and you want to use them. Well, you certainly can. And the book delineates how you can do that and how you can have a volume control in each room. And it's really kind of a simple thing to do. Also, how to modify a flat panel TV. And it, you know, the single disadvantage of a flat panel TV is they've got lousy speaker systems. Lousy. So you buy a TV and you think you can hear it, but you really can't because it's got these oval speakers and they're really just plain old. They don't reproduce sound very well. So in order to fix that, you buy a sound bar. For, I don't know, $200 or $300 or $350, which is nuts. But what you can do is you can modify your flat panel TV to use those same old stereo speakers that you already have. And I've done it. And that's in the book. And let's see if we can get Gwyneth connected. If we can, that'll be great. And if not, you'll just hear me ramble about, you know, things that you ought to consider and things that are in the book. We'll be right back. Jason, thank you for all your efforts. And
are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.